to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 29th of September to the 2nd of October 2025. How are you all? Hope you're well. Joining me today is the fabulous Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello, Ree. How are you this week? All right?
Yes, I'm all right. See, I remembered it. We're a bit of a crossover week this week with the months, and I was thinking, oh,
it's so hard, isn't it? Saying 2 months in the same intro.
So
it's difficult.
Hard. Yeah,
so difficult.
Oh, it is. It's tricky.
Oh, you're
that.
Such a pro. So complicated, all these technical things we have to do. Yes, we have got a new month, ladies and gentlemen. So it's finally time to say goodbye to Naked Shrimpy.
Oh, Shrimpy.
Oh, your poor Naked Shrimpy. Say goodbye to Shrimpy. And the most important month of the year, it's my birthday month. Ladies and gents, it's coming. 21. Can't wait to be 21 again. Who is it? It is. Oh, it's Zach on my actual birthday month. I am delighted to have that on my wall for an entire month. Four, I say.
Zach and his pumpkin, eh?
God, he's a good looking man, isn't he? That's a really good picture, actually. Like, all in front of the Vic, all set up
it
for Halloween.
It is a good picture, to be fair.
It's a really good picture. Yep, I definitely look forward to having that on my wall. I'll put that up in a second.
I'm
Marvellous.
Not sure I can put mine on the wall because I'm on location at the moment.
You are on location.
So mine's going to stay here and I'm just going to look at it longingly.
You say you're on location. Where are you, Ree?
Yeah,
you're in you change rooms. You're in your living room instead.
Yeah, I'm in my living room. Yeah. No, I'm usually at my parents' house,
you are.
To be fair. But I'm in my living room. So yeah, I'm actually the opposite of location. I'm at home.
You're on set, effectively.
I'm on set, yeah.
Right, so it's been quite a week this week in Albert Square, hasn't it? Quite a week.
We've had a
big goodbye and a big return. We've got another slap to add onto the Zoe slap count.
We need to be counting, right? How many is this? What,
I think this is three now in the fortnight. That's not bad going.
She didn't have any before that. We have Vicky Sharon and Stacey.
Yeah, to be fair, Vicky slapped her twice in the same fight. So is that
so
four?
Does that
punched her.
Yeah.
Punched her. I think Stacey punched her this week as well. We counting slaps and punches as the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, once again, thoroughly deserved, I would say.
I mean, she's not helping herself, is she?
She's really not. She's going to be black and blue by the time this fun.
I can't stand her. I'm not going to lie to you, Rob. Can't stand her.
She's a mare bag. She really, really
is. She is.
So she'll discuss all of that. We've got Stacey to say goodbye to, and of course, the return of Max. So it was a big old week, but a couple of other little stories to discuss first. So let's get on with it in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We're talking about Harry, Ravi, Nicola, and a little bit of Priya at the end of the week as well. So this seems to be reaching a bit of a climax, this storyline, because Nicola has finally gotten involved with everything.
Finally.
Frankly, I loved her involvement, I have to say.
Yeah, definitely. But do you know what? It's so frustrating because she could have just done this about 2 months ago.
She could. She could. All she had to do. All she had to do was go to Ravi and say, yeah, you realise that I could have your hand put in a deep fat fryer, and effectively that put everything to an end, really, didn't it?
I mean, and she even offered to give him half, which, to be fair, I thought I'd have been like, well, you can stick your half as well. We all trouble you've been giving.
Yeah,
so very reasonable, actually.
Very generous. I'm not surprised Ravi bit her hand off in that case.
Yeah.
But this is all sort of tied in with the Harry and Gina stuff as well. I have to say, I do quite enjoy Harry and Gina together. I think they work well. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're good, but my only thinking is Harry's still been sniffing coke all the way through all of this.
They've not really addressed all of that, have they?
No.
Now, I don't necessarily mind that, because actually, if for that sort of thing, actually, it can just go on in the background of your life. It does happen like that.
I agree, yeah.
But it's interesting that, you know, with Harry and Gina together, we know Gina's history with drugs as well. So are the two going to become involved with drugs together?
This is what I'm thinking. It's got to be somewhat relevant, because why keep showing it anyway? Because we know that he would be probably the type to, you know, do coke, as we know that he already is. But why do they keep showing it? And he's with somebody who's had issues with it herself, Gina. So I do think it's going to lead to something. And didn't it? What is the last relationship we're based on?
I mean, it was,
With
yeah, it was,
Shireen.
yeah, which means that Nicholas should stay away from Gina as far as I'm concerned. So
Agreed.
this basically culminates in Harry going away with Gina because they made their relationship official because he lets her down a little bit this week. You know, with the Gina looked gorgeous at the wedding, by the way. Can I just say? I
Yeah,
thought she
didn't
looked
she? I
stunning.
loved that dress.
Yeah, she
Yeah,
looked
she did look really
absolutely
nice. Yeah.
stunning. No wonder Harry was sort of like, should we make it official? Yeah, you look gorgeous, so let's make it official. And so they decide to go away for a couple of days. Now, I don't know if leaving Kojo on his own when everything is going on at the moment, does Harry perhaps think that seeing as Ravi said it's all done, that he's safe to leave Kojo on his own? Was that the thinking, do you reckon?
That was exactly it, because I got confused. Because so it's all done. As far as Harry's concerned, he must assume that Kojo's not part of it as well, and that they're going to stop using Kojo's flat.
Yeah.
But before he said he was going away, there was a scene with Ravi and Erke in the flat, and they were like, well, we need to still keep using the flat.
Yeah.
Because I got confused when they said that. Because I was like, but Harry's still living there, so he'd still be involved. So,
What
but
I
clearly,
am
him going away was
yeah,
a bit out, so it
it's
makes
not gonna wear him
sense
well.
now.
What I'm a little bit confused by is the fact that Kojo has kind of taken Oki like really under his wing and was like really keen to look after him and everything like that. When he fell out with Harry after everything that happened with him being left alone and everything, when Oki, he knows that Oki was the one that left him on his own and he knows that Oki's a bit dodgy. So I'm not quite sure why he was more keen on Oki this week than he was Harry. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean, because he fell out with Harry, didn't he? Were it last
Yeah.
week or the week before, when he had to go to Luton and said, "Oh, you knew that they wanted me to do bad things," and it's like, so why are you okay with Erke knowing that he's the one making you do these bad things? I don't get it either. Unless he's trying to see Erke as a little brother, but I agree with you. It don't make sense that he's all right with Erke and not Harry.
Because Oki gets himself beaten up this week, because the because apparently what happened when they went to, where did they go? It was like it wasn't that far. It was like some part in
Luton.
London. Yeah, Luton, that was it. When they went and did that operation, that little job in Luton,
Operation
apparently
Kerja.
Operation Kojo, they apparently stepped on people's toes, and
South
so
Londoners, they say. The
well,
little South
exactly.
London lot, you see.
You don't mess with them, and they kind of come up. They discover the flats. So they find out where Oki is. And basically burst in and beat him up. And so they returned to find Oki sort of bloodied and bruised and everything. And there was a moment this week where I kind of thought that Oki was sort of coming over to the light side and sort of trying to be a bit
Softening
nicer.
towards
Yeah,
Kerja.
I thought that
Yeah.
was what was happening, but it transpired not in the slightest.
I thought that, and I do wonder if they're trying to build on that a little bit, and that eventually might soften towards him. But I know what you mean, because it did seem like that's where they were going with it a bit. He like appreciated him looking after him and thought he were a softie.
Yeah.
But then he's still doing it. But then I guess that just maybe it's just showing how ruthless Erky is. He does
Yeah.
what he has to survive, so to
I mean,
speak.
I'm sort of reminded of the Evie storyline, you know, the whole thing with Tiffany, where actually
Yes.
by the end of
Oh,
it, she
loved Evie.
was. I loved Evie, she was amazing.
She was great.
Sultry queen. But I remember, like, she was sort of kind of half redeemed by the end of the story, wasn't she? So I
Yeah.
wonder if they're going to do that with Oki or whether he's just going to remain ruthless and he's just going to have a horrible end by the time the story's finished.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends if he's Zoe's son, really, doesn't it? Whether he's going to get redeemed or not.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm adamant, Ray. I wouldn't say I'm adamant about
Yeah,
that,
I wouldn't say we're adamant on that one, but it's a
but
possibility. It is a possibility. He just seems like he's too old, but we don't
he
actually know
does,
his
but
age, so.
exactly. And he could be 19. He could be. You know, it's not
Sure.
like, I mean, lest we forget the 45-year-old that was given key, was hired as a schoolboy not so long ago, if you remember.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah,
Remember, yeah.
so it's.
So,
Nothing's beyond the realms of possibility, is it? We will have to
No,
wait and
agreed.
see. But yeah, Ravi and Oki are still sort of plotting and sort of, because Ravi is reaching desperation point by this point, I think, isn't
Yeah, he needs some money, doesn't he? He's not
he?
got
Yeah.
anything really. He's lost Walford East, so we've still not found out what's going on with that, have we?
No, it's sort of just sat there at the moment. And it's starting to affect his relationship with Priya a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not that as well. He's just not present, is he? His phone's
No.
constantly dinging. She's trying to have moments with him, and he's like looking at his phone. She's like, all right, cheers, mate.
Does she think that she's che he's cheating on her, do you think? Or do you reckon that she thinks that it's just some dodgy thing that she wants him to get out of?
She thought it was something. I don't know. I think she thought it were either one of those things. She'd call him out on it, but I don't know what she does think's going on, to be fair.
Well, her solution to it all is to get herself all dressed up. I mean, we'll talk about what Priya ends up doing with Jean later on, but she ends up getting herself like all dressed up and dolled up in an attempt apparently to make Ravi jealous and say that, all right, I'm off partying. When she doesn't do that at all, she just sort of sits on the tube and goes round and round for a little bit. So I was sort of kind of like, does she think that Ravi is seeing somebody else, or does she just, is she just trying to like get all his attention on her or something?
I think it's more the attention. I think she thinks he's taken her for granted already because they are still quite newly back together, and he's being quite, like I say, she's trying to have all these lovey-dovey moments with him, and he's like going to his phone. So I think she's like,
He's
all
not
right, well, I'll make you
present.
miss me then. I'll make you miss me then. Then you'll realize I'm not here, won't you?
Exactly. Well, we'll see how that all plays out. I feel like it's not going to end well for Kojo either way. It's just, I just don't like the fact, I just, it makes me worried because Oki does seem to have, I think in some ways Oki is more ruthless than Ravi because it feels like Oki, this is Oki's life completely. Like this is sort of
I know
the
what you mean.
environment that he's been raised in, it kind of feels like. It's, he feels like one of these that has sort of like started off in this lifestyle quite young in life and has sort of grown up in this sort of environment. And now he's just, this is all he
It's
knows.
his norm kind of thing.
Yeah, so
I know, but then almost that makes Ravi worse in a way though, because he's got an awareness of what he's doing even more so than you could argue than Oki in that case. But I know what you mean, because like Oki's more involved directly with Kojo. Ravi's
Yeah,
not really been involved with
I
Kojo.
probably couldn't give a
Is
toss
there any
about Kojo.
redeeming? Is there any redeeming for Ravi after this though? Because I'm, you know, I'm a Ravi stan, and I can't
Yeah.
stand him at minute.
The thing is, though, with the way that Ravi is at the moment, actually, a character like Ravi needs sort of periods like this, I think,
I
because he's a
know, all
bad boy, isn't
right.
he? So they need to have, he, like, you know, I, there were times when I absolutely despised Phil and despised Grant back in the day as well, and it's because they would have moments like this where they were just really unpleasant for a bit, and then they'd sort of come out of that situation kind of okay.
They wouldn't have took advantage of a vulnerable person like this, though, to be fair. This is where I
I
feel like the
don't
la you
know. Oh,
reckon?
well, Phil would have done.
Nah.
So Phil would have done in the
What, back
noughties.
in
Let me tell.
the
Oh, back in the day, Phil definitely would have done. And in all honesty, I wouldn't. Bearing in mind how Grant treated Tiffany, I wouldn't put anything past Grant either back in the
Yeah, oh
day
yeah,
either.
true. I'm going to say arguably in some ways Heather was a somewhat vulnerable person, and Phil were awful to her all the time, weren't he? So yeah, okay,
Heather
not as extreme as
and
this, but
Lisa as well. So
oh God,
it's.
yeah,
Yeah,
all right
so there is yeah, there's history
then.
there, I think.
Okay.
Right then, so let's leave that one there, and before we get on to the big stuff, let's have a little conversation about Johnny and Callum. On to Jalum now. So
Jollum?
Jalum, which one are we going for? So Callum is basically trying to get people to attend Jono's funeral and seems to be failing miserably because Jono was an arsehole, so no one really
Yeah,
wants to go and say goodbye
exactly.
to him, essentially. He's even struggling to get Stuart to go. Now I think we do know that Stuart does make an appearance at this
Spoiler.
funeral. Yeah, spoiler siren, Nina Nina. The pictures have
Too
been
late for
released.
that. I
The
know.
pictures have been
It were
released.
announcement, yes.
It was. I wonder if they're gonna. I don't think that Vi is even gonna get mentioned during this, by the way. And I feel like,
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know Vi wasn't the most popular of characters, but I feel like she would want to go to her son's funeral.
They've got to acknowledge her not being there at least,
Yeah,
right?
you'd think. You'd
Because
think.
realistically, she would have gone just for Johnny, I think, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She would have gone just to support him anyway.
Callum, you mean? Yeah.
Oh, Callum, sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah, Callum,
she doesn't know
lovely.
Johnny, but yeah, she's going to call him Whitney like she did with Ben.
Yeah.
But this is all basically. So Johnny is starting to feel really bad because she's seeing that Callum is ba he's seeing that Callum is
Yeah.
basically like really struggling with trying to get people there and really making an effort for this funeral. And he starts to feel really, really guilty about the lie he told about what Jono said
Yeah.
to him before he died. Would you feel guilty about this? I feel like he still did the right thing.
No, I'd be feeling guilty.
Would you? I mean, why
Yeah.
though? Just, I mean, maybe I'm just a psychopath and a sociopath. Tell me why.
You're opening up a can of worms there, Rob.
Apparently, yeah.
Comments. No.
A smug sociopath, that's all I am.
Because he's getting himself stressed about it so much when actually. And he's seeing how much effort he's putting in for someone who actually didn't like him, and it were a complete
Yeah.
lie what he said. So why put
But
so much effort
then.
in for somebody who actually was quite mean about him in his last breath,
Yeah,
you
but then
know?
that stress will go away when the funeral's finished. You won't think about that after the funeral's finished, but he will remember that apparently his dad said how much he loved him forever, you'd think.
Well, yeah, no, you've got a fair point. Yeah, in the long run, it would be better to let him keep thinking that, or would it? Or is it better to tell the
So do
truth?
you want Callum to be fully aware of the fact that Jono is deeply ashamed of him? So who is the sociopath
Well,
here, really?
oh no, he did say, he did tell him that, didn't he? No, because I
Yeah.
was just trying to think, did he just say to him, oh, actually, he didn't really say that, he didn't say anything, but no, he told him what he
That would
actually
have been
said,
better.
didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that didn't solve anything. And actually, half of me was half expecting Callum to get all on his high horse and break up with Johnny there and then, you lied to me, I don't like it, and then run out. But he didn't do that. He was sort of.
I was surprised at that, actually. He seems to forgive Johnny quite easily compared to maybe how he would have been with maybe Ben if he'd done something like
Oh,
that. Do
because
you think he would have been?
Ben would have shouted it from the rooftops about what Jono said to him at the last in his last
True.
moments, wouldn't he? He'd got a loudspeaker and literally stood on the roof of the Vic and shouted that all to all and sundry if it had been Ben. I mean, yeah, but I do wonder whether this is going to be sort of like the catalyst for when they event. Because let's be honest, as much as we do enjoy Callum and Johnny together, they're not long for this world, I don't think,
Oh,
because Ben's.
you're adamant on
Oh, I
that,
am adamant on that. Yeah, I'm fully adamant on that. That Ben will, even if he's not sticking around, Ben's brief return will be enough to make Callum realize, no, I'm sorry, I'm married. I need to stay with Ben. I
Do you
need to stay
actually
with Ben.
think? Because
100%.
I
A
think they're
hundred
doing
percent.
a I think they're doing a really good hard sell on Johnny and Callum. I'm here for him.
Oh, I
I,
agree. I agree,
yeah,
but I
but
don't think
if
that's
we
the
don't
way it's
know
gonna
Ben
go.
and we don't know Ben, if Ben is actually going to come back permanently, why wouldn't they make Callum be with someone like Johnny? He's given Callum something to do.
Well, it's going to go one of two ways, isn't it? Either Ben is going to say, "Look, do you know what? Fair play. I'm in prison,
Give
and
his blessing.
I can see that you're happy. And you'll give him his blessing," or Ben will get all sort of gobby, and Callum will realize, "Oh, actually, I love how gobby and chavvy he is," and will and will sort of stick with him.
Love how Mitchell he is.
I mean, look how Mitchell he is. I mean, arguably, I would say there is a sort of history of Mitchell men being really problematic partners and that partner staying with them regardless. You know, are you in that vein, are you putting him Callum in the same sort of category as you would the likes of Sharon and Lisa and Tiffany and all of that kind of thing? You know, is it a similar sort of situation, but it's just a gay version?
Actually, yeah, you might have a point to be fair, because they get them, don't they?
Oh,
They
more
see
than
through the
anyone.
bravado and everything,
Oh
don't
God,
they? You
yeah.
know,
They know that they might make me absolutely miserable and break
I.
my heart every 5 minutes, but they're really nice people, really.
I feel like Ben's gonna see the Johnny and Callum thing. He's gonna obvi I don't think he'll give his blessing. I think he'll
No.
obviously start beef up,
Yeah.
make Callum feel guilty. Callum will
Yeah.
call it off, but then
Yeah.
he'll be finding it really hard to resist Johnny though, and then they'll still end up back with each other whilst Ben's in prison. I think it's just gonna add a bit
Yeah.
of a
I mean,
they need a bit of anguish in between,
oh
don't they?
God,
And I think
yeah,
that's what Ben will
that's
give them.
their oxygen. It's interesting. I kind of it's like I say, one of those two ways it's going to go, isn't it? It's I but either Ben is either way. I feel like if Ben returns, I don't see how it's an if. I'm sure he will at some point soon. It's going to be the fact that their main th his main thing when he gets back is going to be dealing with Callum and Johnny, and ultimately Ben will win. You know he will.
Throuple.
Of course they are. They are the modern day Posh and Becks. They are the Ross and Rachel of Walford. You know, it's sort of there. So yeah, we'll see how it all plays out next week, which is when I do believe the funeral is. So get ready, Ballon fans. It might be one hell of a battle. Right, let's get on with the main stories for this week and start talking about the wedding. So it's surprise wedding day. This still to me seems like the worst idea in the world, giving a surprise wedding to somebody, especially when the venue is your local pub.
I mean, I don't think Laura minded it though, to be
No,
fair. I think
she
at
had a great
first she
day.
were.
Yeah,
I don't
well.
know, there's an argument that you get all the stress of organising it taken away and it's done and dusted. It depends, I guess it depends on how important a wedding day is to you.
Well, it's an argument that you would not follow, Rhi. I think we established that last week.
What do you mean?
As in, like, you would not enjoy someone just completely and utterly taking all the responsibility away from it and having no involvement in it whatsoever and just turning up, including the dress.
If they got it all right, yeah,
That's what I
fine. But
mean.
that's not
That's what I
gonna
mean.
happen. No,
That's what I mean.
that's not gonna happen.
So Peter sends Lauren off on a spa day because, let's be
Yes.
honest, Lauren's like, I'm at work, and Peter's like, well, Jay's not here and he never will be again. So you're absolutely fine. You can go off on your spa day. So.
Lazica.
Exactly. So Penny and Lauren go off. The spa day gets cancelled because, I don't know, burst water pipe or something.
Something
And
happened there.
yeah, so Penny and Lauren basically end up in the park, just sort of drinking. Obviously, Lauren's
A con no,
non-alcoholic.
they're a container junk. What's
Oh,
it called?
they're on the container alleyway or container junction or whatever it's
Container
called. Yeah,
Junction, is it called?
yes. Penny's on the booze, and Lauren's on the non-alcoholic cocktails. And Penny, interestingly, here is sort of, I don't know if she was whether she was intentionally doing it, but it seemed like she was sort of drip feeding Lauren the idea that maybe Peter isn't the one for her.
Can I say something? I thought she was being an absolute arsehole, if I'm quite
Did you?
honest with you, Penny. Yeah, I thought she was well out of her order. Like, how old's Jimmy? Sorry.
Like
How old is Jimmy? A few
two, three, so
months?
yeah.
So she's got a newborn baby and she's found out that he's blind as well and she's having a go at her for wanting to be in bed by 9 p.m.
Oh, you
I
would.
think it's fully fair at the
It's
minute.
funny. I did think of you when that line was said. I was like, I bet Ray's got no issue with being in bed by nine.
Honestly, I don't know. I think there's a certain pressure for people to go make out that living the high life and going out every night and that's the thing. And let's be honest, she's a recovering alcoholic as well.
She
Like,
is.
does she need to be out past 9 p.m.? Because all activities past 9 p.m. pretty much involve alcohol, so it's probably not the best place for her to be anyway.
But then, do you need alcohol to have a good time, Gray? We do.
No, Lauren doesn't.
Lauren doesn't, but we do. So by the time that she sort of arrives home and goes into the Vic and is presented with this wedding, presented with this dress that she really liked, it was something that she'd seen in a catalogue and Peter had made a mental note of it. Fair play to that, by the way. I thought that was
I
that's
think
that.
she bookmarked it.
Oh, had
She's on
she?
internet, Rob. Yeah, they
Oh,
don't
right.
do
One of those,
catalogues
well,
these
on
days, you know.
www.amazon.com.
That's it.
Yes. But then, because I think of what Penny had been saying to her, she instantly gets cold feet. And I was sort of like, is she just sort of getting what every single bride apparently gets in that situation? But she had it on fast forward because she suddenly realised, I'm getting married in 10 minutes. So she had all the emotions that you're supposed to get before weddings all sort of bundled into one stressful, am I doing the right thing sort of moment.
I think it was a bit of that, but it were also the Demi thing was like that was discussed a lot between her and Penny, and the fact that she didn't feel jealous and was that a good thing or a bad thing that came up as well.
There
Because I think
is,
had they not had that, she might not have had as much doubt.
well, there is a sort of theme throughout this story this week as to whether Lauren and Peter are right together. What do you think?
I think they are now.
Yeah, I
Oh,
mean,
but then I'm
they.
not sounding very certain myself, am I? So maybe they're
Well, I
not.
mean, I don't look at them and sort of think that this is a couple, sort of a disastrous pair that should never ever be together, because there are many reasons
No, no.
why Lauren and Peter are actually well suited, you know what I mean? Like, they've both got sort of disastrous families that have sort of brought them together, and they've sort of both got a lot of kind of shared history with addictions and all of that kind of thing. They've obviously got the kids, and they do love each other, and they're one of these couples that sort of finds themselves being magnetized towards each other all the time. So I sort of think that there is an element that suggests that they do work quite well together. So I was almost sort of surprised by the suggestion this week that they're doomed.
I think it's just that people are trying to make out that Peter's really like boring and dull, and Lauren's this like big ball of excitement. And I don't think she is this big ball of excitement that everyone says anyway.
Well,
I think
I think
lifestyle
it's,
wise, they're quite suited, if
yeah,
anything.
I mean, I think, Peter has to, and Peter has to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to go and do the market.
I were thinking this when they were like, oh, he has to be in bed by,
Yeah,
he's
of course
like
he does, because
snoring by
he's,
9 o'clock.
of
Yeah, he's
course he
not
is.
marketed at
Yeah,
6 a.m. He
if I'm
needs
up at that
to.
time of the morning, I'm snoring by 8 p.m. as well.
Exactly.
It's not unreasonable, I don't think.
No.
And like you say, the sort of responsibilities of parenthood sort of put the kibosh on, going out and having a high
Exactly.
life and partying and all that kind of thing. So I don't think
Exactly.
that they're terribly suited. In fact, if anything, their
No.
lifestyles work quite well together, because Lauren's never now going to be one that's off clubbing until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, she might go out with her mates, but she's not going to sort of end up in a full-on state or anything like that, is she? And roll in at 4 a.m. because she's not
No.
getting drunk. So I kind of think they work quite well together. So it was interesting to sort of have a. Did it feel a bit like foreshadowing this week that their relationship is not going to end well?
No, I feel like I almost feel like it, there was all the doubt was put there so that we'd see that it was the right thing, maybe, and that Lauren's ultimately. But then even Lauren doesn't seem that sold on it, does she? Like,
She
did
was
you
own.
feel like by the end of the week that actually she was like,
Yeah.
actually, no, I feel like she was, because the first thing she did when she had that conversation with Max would go running to Peter.
Yeah, but then I sort of
So.
wonder, was it Dove the Lady protest too much? Because it's sort of like, who are you saying that to, Lauren? Are you saying that to Max, or are you saying that to yourself?
I don't think that she was necessarily annoyed. Was it really what he was saying, or was it the timing of him saying it? Like,
A
is
bit of
now the
both,
time
I
to start
think.
saying all this on the wedding day? Was she
But
more
then,
annoyed by that than what
yeah.
he was saying?
But then, if anyone is going to say that to you at any time, and for it to be a time where you can instantly kind of dismiss it all and say you are completely 100% wrong, it would be on your wedding day. There should not be
True.
a modicum of doubt in your mind when you are walking down the aisle with somebody, no matter whether that has been like thrown on you at the last minute or whether you've had it planned for years, that this is the right thing for you to be able to for you to be doing. So, you know,
Yeah, but it's
it's.
timing there still though. I'd be annoyed if someone then decides to have this chat with me on my wedding day after not seeing me for months and turning up and
Yeah.
starting a drama and then
But
goes,
would you be
by the
having
way,
doubts?
what personally?
Yeah, would you
What
be
from what they're
if someone was
saying?
saying that to you on your wedding day, would you be having doubts? Would it sort of
I
make
don't
you
think you'd
sort
have
of
doubts,
double
but I
think?
think no, it'd just be more annoying. You'd just be
Yeah.
like, why are you saying it now? Why now? Why do you have to say it now? But I know what you mean. That wasn't really her point. She was just saying, I'm not like you at all, Dad. I'm nothing
Yeah,
like you.
I mean, yeah, I got the impression that she was sort of overcompensating a little bit and sort of
Maybe.
trying to convince herself more than anything else. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't
But
think she's fully convinced herself. That's what it is. So because she has got that niggling doubt in her head,
yeah, it
it's
seems like
taken,
there's a
it's going to
load of
trigger it.
yeah, it does seem that I mean, I'll say we'll talk about Max in a minute, but it does seem that there is a sort of overarching theme throughout the week and throughout the people that surround Lauren immediately, that her and Peter aren't well suited. Like, I mean, but then the people that are saying that are sort of not exactly reliable witnesses either. You know, Cindy, Penny's not that reliable, really, considering Penny's life. You know, Max. It's sort of like whose opinion of it, whose side is it going to fall on?
Yeah, I
You
know what you
know,
mean.
it's.
Maybe it's the timing of them getting married as well. Like, it's not been that long since she had all the Zach stuff happening. Like, maybe they should have been a bit more settled, and then people would have gone, oh, yeah, we can see it's
Yeah.
working. Not that it really matters what other people think, it's what they think at the end of the day. They know the relationship better than anyone else.
But then, was the whole Demi thing last week supposed to? Because I
Yeah,
think because
what was
we,
all that for? Why have we been
but
introduced
I,
to it then?
yeah. Well, I kind of thought that we maybe would see Demi again this week, and that she was going to be sort of like a recurring thing in their relationship. We may well see her again. But I was sort of
Yeah.
like, was that supposed to be Lauren realizing that she 100% trusted Peter? Or was it supposed to be the fact that she didn't feel jealous, so was she that bothered if Peter went off and had spent time with other women?
And see, do you know what? I see it now differently that because of Peter's personality, because this is one of the other recurring themes they had was that Peter's dependable and a bit boring. I think she just weren't jealous because she just trusts him so much.
I
Even
don't
though,
know.
but then saying that, I really trust my partner and I'd still be
Yeah.
really annoyed if another woman hit on him.
Yeah, but that's the difference, isn't it? You'd be really annoyed. Lauren didn't give a toss.
No, but this is what I mean, but maybe that is, I don't know. It's an hard one. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of doubt there, isn't there?
That,
Let's be honest here.
I think so. But the wedding itself, until Max turns up and ruins everything, it goes really, really nicely. Lauren has a lovely day, doesn't she? She's absolutely delighted with everything. She does kind of like you say when she walks in, she sort of like. She goes and gets ready, and then she has to have a moment and sort of runs out of the house while everyone's trying to get her ready. And then there's a really nice scene between her and Stacey. Now, the history between Lauren and Stacey can't be understated, I think. And I think it sort of gets forgotten about a little bit sometimes, was the fact that this, bearing in mind, she is currently talking to the woman who basically destroyed her family. Not
I know I was
single-handedly,
thinking this.
but
It was an interesting person for it to be
it's.
that spoke to, but I feel like we also needed that Lauren and Stacey scene so that we
Yeah,
had
yeah,
their
yeah.
kind of
Oh,
closure
yeah.
between
Yeah,
each other, didn't we?
100%, 100%. But I did really, really like that scene. And I enjoy the Stacey and Lauren dynamic because there are times when Lauren will turn to nobody but Stacey for a situation. And there are other times when Lauren is quite ready to pull Stacey's eyeballs out. So it's a fun dynamic and an interesting one. And I hope it's something when Stacey returns, when, fingers crossed, everybody, that it's something that they return to.
I think it will be, to be fair. They've got history with each other now, haven't they? They've developed their own kind of, it's not even love hate. I feel like they are friends really now. It
Yeah.
was a long time ago, all of
It was
that
a long time
drama. They
ago.
were all young, including Stacey.
You'd think it was a long time ago, and yet we got a huge amount of calling back to everything that about that this week when we had the return of Max. And so on to Max's return and Stacey's exit. Stacey's exit, first of all, I think actually was very understated.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Yeah, no, I mean, in
In
what
the
way?
right, okay, so I mean, for starting, no Julius theme, which actually,
We because she's coming back.
this is the
That's
thing.
why.
This is the thing, but it doesn't like. But this is like the long. This isn't maternity leave that Lacey Turner's doing here. She's having an extended break for an unspecified
Yeah.
period of time, so she could come back in next year, the year after, in 5 years' time,
Yeah.
like whenever she decides. So this really could be Stacey's biggest break ever, and yet it didn't feel like something that she would be gone for a huge amount of time for. So I wonder. I think it. I saw some people kicking off that she didn't get Julius in, but I was sort of like, actually, no. Do you know what? Damn right, because this isn't a full-on exit.
That's what I think. It's because we know that she is going to come back.
Yeah.
Have you seen the clip where they were giving her some flowers and
Yeah,
stuff?
she
And
might be back in a minute.
she said herself, yeah, sure, I'll be back. Don't worry. So I think
Yeah.
that's what it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've even got it planned in, you know?
I feel like she's
Because,
going to take about a year out. I feel like she'll be back by
yeah,
next
I feel
Christmas.
like that. Because Max's voicemail, I know I'm skipping way ahead here, but he said something like, hopefully we'll cross paths again. And I was like, that's got to mean something. They
Yeah.
know that she's coming back, I think.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
what I'd say.
hopefully she'll be back soon, because I'm going to really miss her, because Lacey
She's
Turner's
one of
phenomenal.
my,
She's
she's
one of
one
the
of, you
best.
know, when we first started our
Yes.
podcast, this
Yes.
one, and we did our favourite character, who's your favourite character? I
And you
very
said
nearly
Pat.
said Stacey. Yeah, but I nearly said Stacey because she's one
Yeah.
of my all-time faves.
She's incredible, and she
Yeah.
absolutely is. And the thing about Lacey Turner is that she is just such a natural actor, and like
She's
any
so
line that
good.
she gives just doesn't
So
feel
good.
acted, does it? She's one of
No.
these that sort of just gives a really natural performance.
Yeah.
And no more so this week. I think it kind of gets forgotten about how good she is when she's in relatively normal territory. Obviously with the
Yeah.
live stuff, she was phenomenal during that, and she really, really stood out. But then on a day-to-day stuff, she's also incredible, because one of the things is that you shouldn't know when people are acting, I think.
Yes,
And you
yeah.
really don't know that with Lacey Turner. I think she's brilliant. I can't wait for her to return. But yeah, she's off to Brazil with the poisonous spiders. She's gone.
Yes.
She decides sort of this week that she isn't going to go, doesn't she? Because
Yeah.
she realizes that she doesn't really want to leave the kids and everything behind. And at first, everyone's sort of like really delighted about that. Lily has her doubts. I think they sort
Yes.
of, Lily was sort of kind of, did you understand Lily's motivations this week? Like, yes, she wants Stacey to be happy, but at the same time, Lily is like 13, 14. So, but is, I
No, I
think.
didn't understand it actually, because realistically, Lily, I don't think would want a mum to go. I understand how they've written it so that she's saying you need to do what's right for you and that she's got this
She's
mature head
really
on her shoulders
mature.
and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I actually do like that they have done it because it also wouldn't have been believable that Stacey would leave Lily otherwise.
Yeah, 100%. I
So
mean, this is.
actually I appreciate what they've done with it
Yeah.
all to try and make
Yeah.
it as realistic as possible.
100%.
So I
Because
don't
I've.
mind it.
It did almost feel like, considering that they probably had this exit planned for a little while, it was sort of like you could have. Almost, actually, I would say that you could have done everything this week and Stacey didn't have had to have left. I feel like
Yeah.
Stacey's exit actually was sort of very separate from everything, despite how involved she was in the story.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. But I don't know. I kind of, like you've said before, I like how they've written this exit rather than all the daft things we've
So
had.
do I.
The
So do I.
only thing that's daft is that it's Brazil.
You've got
All
such
of
a thing
this,
against Brazil, haven't you? Could be
because
anywhere
it's
else on
so
earth.
far. Could have been Italy. Italy, I'd have been like, yeah, fair, because she knows if she needs to, she can get back on
It
up. She
is a
can go
very
back within two
random.
hours. Do you know
It
what
is
I
a very
mean?
random place to go. Yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
Brazil's literally what? It must be at least 11-hour
It's
flight.
like they sort of span the globe and stuck a pin in it. And Brazil, that'll
Yeah,
do. Yeah.
yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's
Hey ho.
Brazil. That's where
She's
she's from.
gone. She has gone to Brazil, and
Yeah.
let's hope she returns very, very soon. But yeah, there is some really, really interesting stuff with this week. No more so than when Max returns. Lauren throws her bouquet up. Classic soap sort of return, really, wasn't
Loved
it?
it.
We've seen it
Yeah.
before, but it works. Classic soap return, where you throw your bouquet up and it lands on the at the feet of the person who's returning in strolls Max. Now, I mean, Jake Wood's so good, right? Again,
He's so good.
he's another one that's a really natural performer, and I think actually. The triad of Simon Ashdown, Lacey Turner, and Jake Wood is one for the
Yeah.
history books. Like, the three of them together
Chef's
make
kiss.
they make beautiful
Yeah.
things together, don't they? I think
Yeah.
no other writer than Simon Ashdown really gets those two as well as everybody
Yeah.
else does, because he
Yeah.
basically created both characters, and he was
Yeah.
there throughout the entire Stacey Max relationship. He understands exactly how they feel about each other. Stacey and Max. We said last week, I think, that yeah, I fully believe that Max is the Stacey is the love of Max's life.
Yeah.
but not vice versa. I feel like
Mm.
Stacey is very close to him. I feel like she has a great deal of affection for him, but I
Yeah.
don't think that she loves him as much as Max loves her.
He's not the love of her life,
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. But what did you think about their relationship this week?
I thought it was, I mean, did you think that they were going to, you know, they had that moment, didn't they, where it was like, oh, shall we, for old time's sake?
I think the thing with this week was to sort of just keep it spinning a little bit.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know,
I
it's.
mean,
Did
it's
I believe everything Stacey said? No, I didn't.
oh no, me neither. I mean, she was way too like if you weren't that bothered, you wouldn't be bothered about the Zoe thing,
No.
right? You wouldn't be remotely bothered if you had no interest.
No. But Max turning around and saying, I've changed, I've changed. That man has
Yeah.
changed about as much as the pyramids of Giza. Geyser. Where are they?
Geezer, guys.
Yeah, Giza.
Why do I always believe him when he says it? It's just
Oh,
Kate Wood's so convincing. I'm
it's the
always like, he
charm of
has
Max.
changed. He's
Yeah.
definitely
Has he?
changed, hasn't he?
Bollocks changed. Like, there's no change in him whatsoever. And when Zoe dragged him into the loos, into the ladies' loos, to have a kind of moment about their relationship, there wasn't a modicum of bother on Max. He's always getting dragged into the ladies and having some woman having a meltdown at him about their relationship. It's like coffee for Max. It happens every single day. You
Yeah.
know, nothing has changed about Max whatsoever. His
So,
life is still a mess. His
yeah,
relationships are
true.
still a mess, and they always will be.
I mean, the fact that he came back and just decided, oh, I'll get back with Stacey. I've just walked back on square. She'll take me back. No problem. Like, was he genuinely expecting that?
What did he come back for?
Yeah, this is it, isn't it? What did he come back for? He
Because.
reckons he came back for Stacey, which he looks like he did because he
But
weren't
he
that
then.
fussed with Zoe, was
Well, he
he?
told Lauren that, oh, I heard a rumour you were getting married. Like, no, you
Yeah.
didn't. It was planned that day. You did not hear
Yeah,
this
I
rumour
wondered that.
whatsoever.
I thought that, but then I thought, we're Kim doing all the Kimfluencing and he's gone on Facebook and seen it or something and he genuinely did hear a rumour. So he thought, all right, I'll go back there, Nora.
Maybe, but I don't think they really sort of established that particularly.
No.
Because I was sort of like, are they going to really explain exactly why Max is back? Or did they maybe leave it deliberately up in the air as to who exactly he was coming back for? Because you could argue that he was coming back to speak to Zoe.
Yeah, it would have made more sense because why suddenly just come back and talk to Stacey after all this time?
I didn't think that he necessarily came back for Stacey, though, because I feel like it was
No.
more a case of he saw Stacey and was instantly sort of doing that
And
thing
then
that
yeah.
Max does. The thing is with Max, like, he says that Stacey is the love of his life, but I genuinely also believe that Max believes the love of his life is whoever he slept with last, because he falls that hard that quickly.
True. True, but I don't feel like he feels like that with Zoe. But when we saw the flashback, it seemed like they were like that
Exactly. He was
together.
really, really. But this is the way that Max is with women. Like, he was in mourning effectively for Zoe when we saw him last, wasn't he? He was sat there in his
True.
miserable little room, kind of all maudlin and miserable and grieving and doing this thing that Max does where he's sort of
Yeah.
really depressed about his life because of this one woman who has completely and utterly changed everything about his perception of relationships, and yet it's all gone to pieces again. It's just Max. That's what he does.
Do you think it's that he likes the chase then? Because now Zoe's like, he's come back and Zoe's like, oh, well, we'll just start up again. He's like, no, I want it to be a bit of a challenge like Stacey is.
And now Stacey's left, he will now be very interested in Zoe.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
100%.
Well, in the flashback, he did say at one point, didn't he? Like, oh, you remind me a bit of Stacey. So it's like his
That's true.
Stacey
That's true.
dupe, isn't it? Stacey dupe
Yeah,
with
so
Zoe.
is he even
Aldi
some
version at Marks and Spencer
I mean,
originate.
much. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing with, I mean, like we said, Zoe got another slap this week, and again, it was fully justified when she starts
Oh,
like,
God.
I mean, Zoe was a nightmare back this week. So she sees Max
She always is
return.
every
She
week,
always
not just
is.
this week.
I don't know why I'm surprised. She sees that Max is back and she realizes that Max and Stacey have this history. So her response to that, Stacey spent the week going, I'm not going to go to Brazil. And Zoe spent the week going, you know, that's a good idea. You should stay. And then as soon as Max comes back, you know, you should go to Brazil, actually. I think that'd be a great idea for you.
Oh,
It'd be great for you.
it were very desperate, Zoe. I'm going to
She
say
is
it. Very
desperate.
desperate.
She's a desperate
All those
woman.
actions, yeah. I can't. This is the thing, though. You want to feel sorry for Zoe, but you can't because of how she goes on.
I can't feel
No.
sorry for Zoe. Sorry for Zoe. I can't feel sorry for Zoe whatsoever. All of
Yeah.
this is her own making. Like,
This is the thing, but we know her history, we know her background, but
Yeah.
yeah, still I can't even go, well, that's the way, that's why she's acting that way, because it's just like, no, you're just not very
No,
nice, are
I feel
you?
more sorry for Kat. She is not a nice person
Yeah.
like, in many, many ways. And Kat, I think, is. I get the impression of Kat that actually she's stepping in when she feels like she has to. But at the same time, I feel like she's slowly but surely starting to sort of realize that Zoe is a bit of a cow.
I mean, you can't constantly defend someone when they're like that. I mean, I'm skipping forward a bit, but Jean was saying some sharp words to her, and Kat, like, you can't talk to her like that. And I thought, yes, you can,
Yeah,
actually.
she can
Like,
actually. Yeah, she
sorry,
really,
Kat,
really
we have
can.
this a lot,
She
but wait
really,
for
really
it.
can. The Max and Stacey scenes, though, I thought were brilliant. You know, the scenes in the kitchen, that was really, really nice stuff. I mean, Jake Wood and Lacey Turner together on screen are
They're
electric, aren't they?
great.
They really, really work brilliantly. Did I think
I
they were going to
really
sleep?
wanted them to. Sorry, I really
Did
wanted
you?
them to have a fling. Yeah, I really wanted it, and then for Stacey to see him with Zoe, and then, but then he wouldn't have done that. I don't think he would have actually gone there with Zoe if Stacey had
I mean, yeah,
agreed to a bit of
when
fling.
Zoe kissed him, it was sort of like Max was resisting, 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 and then
Yeah.
you could literally
Well,
see,
go on then.
yeah, literally you could see screw it in his head just as he went in and kissed her, and that's when Stacey saw them. And but this is straight after, you know, Max and Stacey had this really sort of tender heart to heart, and Stacey, you could tell, was tempted at that moment, you
Yep,
know, oh, you're going to
definitely.
stick around Walford, and Max made. Admittedly, quite a good point when he turns around and says, "Actually, we're both single now. This doesn't have to
The
be an
first
affair.
time ever,
This
yeah.
doesn't have to be some sort of illicit tryst. We can sort of get together and actually make something and see whether we'd work together or not."
Also, the audacity of him. He's been back for 2 hours
I
and he's
know.
like, come on then, let's go. It's like, you've been
Yeah.
literally
And
2 hours you've
also,
been back,
claim
Max.
to Lauren that I'm back for your wedding and then doesn't spend 5 minutes at the wedding and is more interested in his relationships around the
And then
square.
when he is there, he's like, this is a right bad idea, Lauren. What are you doing
Yeah.
marrying Peter?
It's terrible. He's such a terrible
Yeah.
dad.
Loving
Oscar.
them.
Yeah, I know. I
Oh
know.
yeah,
Oh, Oscar,
Oscar.
my heart
Bless
broke.
him.
Bless him. Our
I
Pierre
mean,
Moliere was fantastic this week. He really, really was.
he's
He's
just
amazing. I
incredible.
love him. I love him.
Isn't it interesting though that when we've seen him, Oscar talking about Max all this time,
Yeah.
saying how much he hates him, can't
Yeah,
stand
yeah,
him,
yeah.
don't want to be anything like him, and then as
Yeah.
soon as he sees Max in the flesh, he's like, Dad, hi, like a little
Yeah,
kid.
and like desperately trying to sort of like have him in his life. Do
Yeah,
you want a drink, Dad? It's
that's
like, how
it.
you doing, Dad? Yeah, I've got a girlfriend. Look, Dad. And it's just sort of like, oh, bless, because this is not gonna. Max is terrible. Max, I would argue, is one of the worst dads that EastEnders has ever had.
Oh yeah, I mean it's not great, is
He's not
it?
brilliant, is he? I think he's actually up there with one of the worst ever. Because
He
and
could make amends though. He could
half of
make
me thinks he'll make a move
amends.
on Jasmine by the end of t by the when he next comes
I
back. I wouldn't be
mean
surprised.
yeah, it wouldn't be surprising,
Wouldn't
would
put it
it?
past him. What I think, though, because he dries off by the end of the week, I was surprised when he left. What I think is going to bring him back is Oscar's going to tell him about Annie.
Of course, yeah. But wait, and then Oscar will see that as an in with his dad, and
Yes.
that'll like impress him. Which
Yeah.
means Linda and Annie should be back soon then,
Well,
and
hopefully, yeah.
Ollie,
Hopefully, yeah.
hopefully.
By the way, people, settle down. Kelly Bright has not left the show. There was mad. Do you see
Yeah.
this? Mad rumors all online this week that Kelly Bright had actually left because one of the soap magazines did a thing about her and called her an ex-EastEnders star, and the internet broke thinking that that's how we'd found out that
She's
Kelly Bright
got
had left the show.
And she got a documentary coming out about,
Yeah, that's all she's been doing. Yeah.
yeah, like a child with autism, because
Yeah,
I know that
yeah.
she's had some struggles at school with him and
Yeah.
stuff. So
Yeah, like
maybe
really
that's why it's
worthy.
been reported or something,
Yeah.
because she's done that on the side,
Yeah,
maybe.
really nice sort of worthy, important documentary that she's been making. And like, yes, we miss Linda, we want her back, but that's what she's been doing.
No,
When that's all
fine,
done and
fully.
dusted, she will be back, people, let me
And I
assure
think
you.
she deserved a break, Kelly Bright. She's
Oh
in
God,
a
yeah.
lot of big stuff, hasn't
Heavy,
she?
heavy
Yeah,
time, heavy
heavy.
time.
Well, by the way, talking of which, did you notice that when Stacey brought Max in and offered him a cup of tea, she ended up pouring a glass of wine? She went, something about you that makes me hit the bottle, and I straight away, like,
Oh,
Linda
yes.
straight away. So
I
I
mean, she
did
ain't
what
wrong.
they can't. I don't think Linda would go fall off the
I
wagon yet,
don't
but
think
maybe
them.
it's going to be
No.
shown that she's going to be
I.
tempted when she sees him,
See, I
maybe.
don't think that she would ever be tempted by Max again. Because actually, Max was the beginning of her and Mick falling apart.
And it was, I dare say, when she started being an alcoholic, all I remember about Linda and Max was that she were always on a
Oh,
bottle,
she's
going on a
always
bottle of
drunk.
wine
Yeah.
first. Yeah,
Always drunk,
yeah.
yeah. But I feel like Max was actually, if she hadn't got with Max, then Mick probably wouldn't have ended up getting with Janine. So it was the my favorite word. It was the catalyst to it all.
Catalyst.
So I don't think that she would go near Max ever again, if I'm honest. Like, she didn't even want Max to know about Annie. So she was, if she was even thinking anything remotely
True.
about Max, then she would have told him about Annie.
There's going to be
Oh,
fireworks
Max
when
is
that
going to be
comes
upside
out.
down when he finds this out. It's
So
going to be.
maybe that will be what leads him
I
to fully
100%
concern. I
think it
think you're
will.
right, yeah.
100%. Yeah, the stuff with Lauren, some really nice stuff with Lauren. Again, the Brannings all back together on screen looks fantastic. God,
Yeah,
I miss
definitely.
Abby. I really, really miss Abby. I really do.
I
That was a
know.
terrible thing killing Abby. Interesting scenes between Max and Lauren when he was talking about Lauren being really similar to him. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, she's gonna have some qualities. He's a dad at the end of the day. Like,
But in
I did
terms of
find it odd though, because I
personality,
actually thought Abby ended up being more like
I
Max.
thought this, but
Didn't you
then Max,
think?
I thought this, but then Max did make the point of everything that Lauren has done in terms of the DVD reveal, which Lauren gets reminded of every
Yeah,
5 minutes whenever Max is
how old
around.
was she when she did that? I think people
But
need to
then
give her
she
a
also, yeah, but
break.
then she also did it with Cindy as well.
Yeah, but it's Cindy, isn't it?
Yeah,
Come
but at the same time, she loves these sort of,
I
she
know,
loves doing a
darling.
reveal that makes it as devastating for the family involved as possible, doesn't she?
I mean, sure,
I mean, I
but
agree
does
with you.
that
I think
mean?
Abby was much more like Max than Lauren ever was,
In the
but
end, I think Abby started off being very much like Tanya, and then
yes,
towards the end of Abby's
she got
time on
twisted and dark.
EastEnders,
Yeah, why did they
yeah,
kill Abby
very
off?
much
Such a
so.
ridiculous decision.
It was, I agree with you, because she was so great.
She was just becoming iconic, like really, really
Yeah,
iconic as well, couldn't she?
definitely.
She should no ridiculous decision to kill Abby off. But yeah, that was interesting, and it almost felt like that was. The thing that really made Lauren lose her shit was because she started screaming at Max to get away, and you know that was the sort of thing that really made her angry. And then Oscar is desperately trying to sort of like cling on to any sort of thread that her and him and Max can have a relationship. Max even turns around to him at one point and goes, "Do you know what? I'd be terrible for you. I'm going. I'll see you later." And Oscar's left heartbroken. I thought it was
I
absolutely
know.
gutting for Oscar.
I mean, it'll be more gutting. Think about it, though. If he does come back because he finds out about Annie when Oscar's
Yeah.
basically begged him
You've
to
got a
stay
kid
at the pub.
there that you know
Yeah.
exists, but
That
you're going to come
wants
back
you
for that.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does that say about Oscar? Like, what does that do to Oscar's self-esteem? Like, oh,
Yeah, exactly.
you'll come back for that kid, but you won't come back for me.
Yeah. When he's, like I said, literally begging for him to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's not had
Really.
much. We know he's not had much involvement with Oscar growing up either, has he?
No. No. Which again, I think is probably the main reason why Oscar is hoping to sort of recover some sort of relationship because he hasn't actually got that much experience with Max as a parent.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to, he doesn't know him really, does he? Let's
No.
be honest.
At all.
Also,
Yes.
Cindy storms back, doesn't she? She finds out
Yeah.
Max is
Oh,
back.
I was hoping they were going to meet this week, but they didn't. They sort of
Yeah.
missed each other. And it does strike me that the pair of them don't know what the other one looks like.
Yeah, interesting. Why would they,
And
I guess?
they're both single at the moment. I can't help but feel that they're both accidentally going to sleep together.
Oh, I see. I didn't think of it like, yeah, you might have a point. That'd be great. What? How? Interesting.
Cindy is completely like, this is
Maybe.
the freest Cindy has ever been. So
Yeah.
I've this is the freest Max has ever been. So two messy people like that. I just the pair of them together. Yeah, she'll discover that he was responsible for Stephen's death, but at the same time. Like, I feel like there will become a point where she doesn't care after that. It's Cindy.
If they
Of course
don't,
she'll sleep with the person who killed her son. Of course she will.
if they don't accidentally have a one-nighter, like you say, because they don't know what each other looks like, they'll end up realizing that they fancy each other. They'll be like, they'll just be shouting and screaming at each other one day, won't they? And then they'll just end up
Yeah.
kissing.
Oh, yeah, ripping each
Yeah.
other's clothes off. Yeah. They
Yeah.
are the male and female equivalent of one another, I think.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Definitely.
It's going to be
Poet.
interesting. The other thing I want to talk about, Jean and Priya.
Oh, yeah.
Some nice scenes between the pair of them, but at the same time, I was
Yes.
sort of like, why did, why? I didn't quite
Why?
understand why the tube broke down. I feel like the only reason it really happened was so that Jean missed Stacey, which kind of put an extra
Yeah.
element of anger onto her, which is why she kicked Zoe out.
Yeah, I think that is
Is
what
that
it
it?
is. It would just
Yeah.
seem random that it were Jean and Priya, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they were a nice pairing together. I thought it was,
Yeah.
I thought, when Jean started having a panic attack, Priya really stepped up and it was like
Yeah.
a nice moment between the two of them. I tell you what, the tube carriage did some good service this week, didn't it? They've got new
Yeah,
lighting for it
well,
when it breaks down and
it
everything. Well, no,
didn't,
it
but
didn't.
yeah.
That tube
I
carriage, I
did
love it.
think, I did wonder, is it because Priya and Jean can relate to each other about how they feel like they failed, like the children in their early years? Kind of, you know, when Jean was saying about Stacey had to look
Yeah.
after her as a 5-year-old, I wondered if they could, they'd lay, you know, they'd end up being able to talk quite openly to each other because they both feel like they failed the children when they were younger, or
Yeah.
I wondered if that's where they're headed. But they're a great unlikely pairing. We love an unlikely pairing,
Yeah.
don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those sorts of tender scenes where two characters are trapped together and can only talk together. That's
Yeah,
great.
yeah.
Really nice. So, I mean, I don't know if Jean or Priya will ever speak one word to each other ever again, but
Yeah,
it
I was
was.
wondering that. Well, I did wonder, will she kind of become her Stacey replacement, maybe,
She
whilst,
could
you know what
be.
I mean?
She could, she
Yeah,
could,
I
she
did wonder
could.
if that's where it's headed, or was it just, like you say, a one-off little chat that they had on a train carriage?
Maybe we will have to wait and see. But yeah, Max goes off. Stacey then, leaves. He's desperately trying to get Stacey to stay. As far as Zoe's concerned, I feel like he is going to sort. Well, he's gone now, so I feel like he's not that bothered about Zoe.
I feel like she'll just be convenient to him now. He'll be like,
Yeah.
well, Stacey's not here. Go on then. Need someone to keep me occupied, don't I?
But then I feel like when Max returns, I feel like it's going to be more about Cindy when he comes back. I think him and Zoe might be done now.
I don't think they'll be
You're
done.
not.
I think now, because it may be he'll end up having an affair behind
Oh,
Zoe's back with
you can
Cindy. That
guarantee.
could be a thing.
You can
Maybe him
guarantee
and
an
Cindy aren't
affair.
even going to have an affair, Rob. You know, it's just us who've decided this.
Well, no, imagine if Cindy and Max get together and then Cindy is the one that's cheated on. Go
Oh, what, and then
like
he cheats on Cindy
Oh, they'll cheat on
instead.
each other, 100%. It'll be the
I mean,
messiest relationship since Dan and Angie. It'll be absolutely insane.
it would be great. It would be great, but
There are
whether it
many
will happen,
possibilities
I'm
of the
sure.
dynamics between Max and Cindy. We shall have to wait and
Yeah.
see. Gold star was sweet, Ri.
Say, say.
Stacey,
Roller cam.
I'm.
Yeah,
Yeah, hun,
100%.
fine play. I'm going to give mine to Oscar.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Oh, you've got a
Yeah.
right soft spot. I do
I
like
love
Oscar as
Oscar
well, to be
so
fair.
much. Him and Jasmine, by the way, I like a little bit more hinting at this week. I think that Jasmine is to do with Cindy. I
Yeah,
thought,
she definitely is. She definitely
100%.
is. Do you think she knew? Because it was Jasmine who told her that Max were back, and she were acting like, oh, yeah, his dad's back. Do you think she knew what she was saying to her? Do you think
No,
she
I
knew?
don't. No, I don't think she
Okay.
knew at that point, but I do feel like she's definitely. Definitely that I'm adamant that she is there for Cindy and nobody else. Like,
Yeah.
yes, like we said last week, we're all sort of on tenterhooks as to when Zoe's kids are going to show up, but I do not
Yeah.
think that Zoe, that Jasmine is one of them. I really, really don't.
No.
She's
Yeah.
acting a little bit suspiciously around Cindy, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And there was that scene with the Slaters where Jasmine tried to go and take the money, and Zoe said, I've got knickers older
Yeah.
than you. And I thought, oh, because they want us to think, oh, it's your daughter, but it's
Yeah,
not.
no, I'm not
Yeah.
convinced. Not convinced
Unless it
at
is the
all.
double bluff, in which case we'll all be proven wrong, won't we?
Yeah, well, it proves once again that we should never be adamant about anything. Right,
Facts.
ladies and gents, let's finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you.
A comment here from Sarah Foster who says, I would have loved to see a Stacey Jean scene, although I really enjoyed Jean and Priya's scene on the tube and Jean's realization about how Stacey had always taken care of her. Amazing to see Max back, although I'm immediately furious at him for upsetting Oscar.
I
Yeah.
know, I know. Yeah, too right. Yeah, I mean, I did enjoy that stage, Priya and Jean scene on the tube. I was just sort of like, I wasn't sure what it was for exactly, but
I do think we should have had a Stacey and Jean scene though for a little
yeah. I
while as
mean, I feel
well.
like the whole reason for that was just to give Jean a reason to kick Zoe out. And to be honest with you,
Yeah.
I don't think she needed that particularly. I would have thought that just upsetting Stacey enough would have been enough to Jean to go, right, I'm in charge
Yeah.
of this house now. Get out.
Well, this is what I mean, because I think the same. I think Jean would have had enough reason to have kicked Zoe out even if she'd have not missed Stacey's and said bye.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, it was sad to not. But then Stacey's going to be back really soon. So let's stick with that and then they'll be reunited again. Everything's going to be fine. Abby Lay says, are we meant to like Zoe? She just feels like this dull, flat, moody character. Nothing like Stacey, who was often chaos but so lovable and full of heart. I liked that it was pitched as Stacey, the OG, who could have Max, but hasn't got the headspace or inclination for it. There's history there that Zoe, even when downplayed by Stacey, Zoe knows she can't compete with. Hence, scuttling around the square trying to make sure Stacey and Max don't collide. All a bit adolescent and embarrassing from Zoe. I mean, I think what you said earlier nailed it with the fact that she's desperate. for
Yeah.
everything in life. Like, she has reached a point
Yeah.
now, I think, where she is just angry at every aspect of her life, and she will blame everybody else around her. And she's absolutely fine with, like, lashing out and hurting anybody around her, so long as she gets
Yeah.
what she wants.
Yeah, this sense of entitlement and
Yeah.
doing that to Stacey, who's actually helped her arguably the most out of anyone, took her into a house and everything. I mean, fully fair as well that Jean's kicked her out, because I was thinking Stacey should have been like, you can pack your bags because
You
you're not
too
staying
right.
with my kids. But she
Yeah.
didn't. She still didn't even do it then, even after all the
No.
messing around Zoe did then to try and keep her and Max apart.
I know. I like the fact that they're not trying to make Zoe come across as likable, because I mean they're not. There's no two ways about it. Like, there would be a softer side to Zoe if we were supposed to be finding her actions in the slightest bit sort of likable or relatable or anything like that. Like, she's coming back in, I would argue, a little bit of a villainous role at this point. And that is not
Yeah.
inconsistent with how she used to be either.
No,
Like, yeah,
it's
she
definitely giving Janine rather than
It is
somebody that
giving
you
Janine,
want.
but
Like Priya we like, don't we? You know,
yeah,
Priya's had her moments, but
but
we like her and we
but I feel
understand
like
her.
the best soap bitches, we sort of understand their motivations, we understand how they got where they are, and I feel like we do understand why Zoe has
Yeah.
got where she is. And I feel like someone like Janine is almost a lot more blatant about her bitchiness, and she's got
Yeah.
sort of like a
Yeah.
knowingness about her. Whereas Zoe, I don't feel like she is somebody that knows that she's a particularly bad person. Like,
True.
Janine knows who she is and she embraces it. Whereas Zoe, I think, has got that sense of entitlement, like you
Yeah.
said, and she
Like,
and this is the
yeah.
result of it.
Like Janine in that situation with Stacey would have just gone up to Stacey and been, by the way, me and him have been a thing, you know.
Oh,
She wouldn't
yeah.
have gone around scuttling around the
No.
square
No.
trying to do it. Yeah. Janine
100%.
would have been a lot more upfront.
It's interesting. I'm sort of like, what's she going to do next? Like, where does she go from here? Like, presumably now the cat will say, well, you have to come and live with me in the Vic.
Yeah. And will she want, well, she's not got a choice, has she? And
She
she'll
hasn't
want
got a
to stay
choice.
around if she
Oh,
thinks
well,
Max is going to come
yeah, because
back.
she's trapped in the square now. She's a regular character now, so she can't leave the square.
She's on credits. That's
Yeah,
it.
she
You
can't
need
leave
to
the square
stay.
now. That's it.
Got another comment here from Ewok Jr. who says, was great to see Max. Seeing the Brannings and the Slaters take centre stage felt like the early 2010s. I love how Max claimed he changed, only he hadn't. Can't wait for his interaction with Cindy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Cindy stuff is what I'm really, really excited about. The thing I was most excited about with Max's return was him and Oscar, and that delivered this week. I mean, the pair of them on screen, they look like father and son, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they really do. Yeah, it came across that they didn't really know each other very well as
Yeah,
well.
yeah.
Even though they
Really,
do
really.
look quite similar,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was so, like, actually seeing Max with Oscar, it was sort of like, yeah, that he doesn't know the first thing about him. He really, really
No.
doesn't, because actually he was being nice, and Max doesn't tend to be nice to people that he knows that well.
That is very true, because he weren't exactly nice to Lauren, was he?
No, exactly. But then on the other side of the flip of the coin, Holly Wright has said, Max in this episode made me realize I didn't miss him at all. Nasty, selfish man and a terrible dad. Yeah, he is all of those things. Nobody's denying that.
I mean, yeah, but he's great, isn't he? It's the
I just
drama.
This is the thing here, and I think this is actually the perfect. In fact, if anything, I'd say that it's slightly late for Max to be coming back, considering the stories that we know are there waiting for him to discover. But actually, it's the perfect time to have Max back,
Yeah.
because he's such a chaotic character, that there is so much potential for the where this is going to go, especially in the run up to Christmas.
Yes, talking of Christmas, we've had an email here from Surfer who says, "Hi, Robin Ray. I really enjoy your podcast and look forward to each new episode every week. Can't wait to see the October picture in EastEnders calendar." Oh,
Oh,
we
I
can
know,
see it
right?
now.
Oh, I know, right?
I would be interested to know what you both think the big EastEnders Christmas storyline will be for 2025. As last year, it was obviously the reveal of Cindy and Junie's affair, and we knew all of 2023, the sixth was that year's Christmas episode. This year, there are several possibilities. I think it might be the Joel storyline, or maybe George will find out what Ravioki and Harry have been up to. Can't wait for this week's episode, Sophie.
So
Sophie.
I. Thank you, Sophie. This year's Christmas, there's a lot of stuff. I feel like it's definitely going to be Max related. I feel like it's definitely going to be Zoe related.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we might meet one of the kids at Christmas or something to do with that. I feel like the Joel stuff might actually be done by then, because
You
that's apparently.
reckon?
I feel like the Joel stuff, there's a few pictures going around. I feel like the Joel stuff might, at the very least, sort of climax in a couple of weeks. There might still be some aftermath, but I feel like it's not going to be the Christmas stuff. The George, Ravi, and Oki stuff, I feel like he's going to be done by Christmas, I feel like. Which leaves the sort of main players of the stories at the moment being Zoe and Max.
Okay.
And so Brannings versus Slaters, I can see being a Christmas thing this year.
Yeah, that'd be quite good actually, Brannings versus Slaters. So you think it's going to be, we're going to meet one of Zoe's kids? I think that would be
I
a good
think
one.
so. I think
Yeah, or the
so.
reveal, and it'll be
Yeah.
someone we already know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nigel, I feel like Nigel needs to play a part in this Christmas, but I now don't
Possibly.
think that he's going to die at Christmas. I were adamant I wasn't,
Adamant.
but they were going to be dying this Christmas,
Well,
but I'm
year's
actually not
contract, we
sure he
thought, didn't
is.
we? Year's contract, we thought,
Yeah.
didn't we? But I feel like actually Nigel's death might be a nice thing for either New Year or
Oh, it'd be
not
lovely
that.
for New Year, yeah,
Oh,
Rob.
fabulous New Year's viewing. Or it might be the anniversary.
Yeah, I could see
I
that.
mean,
I could see
I know it's
either of
like the
those.
41st and no one has a mad old thing for the
Yeah, but you
41st
still do a
anniversary.
little
But
something, don't
yeah,
you?
they
Yeah.
sort of do something a little bit sort of to
Yeah.
address it, I think. And I think that might be a nice way of tying up like quite a classic 90s character dying then.
Yeah, and I agree, actually. I think it will be, I think it's going to be something a lot to do with the Slaters in the Queen Vic. That's what you
Yeah.
think of, like,
Yeah.
Christmas, don't you? Like, the
Yeah.
Queen Vic, like it was last year and the year before. So, yeah,
Or it could be
Slaters.
something that we haven't started looking at yet. We've got quite a few
Could
months
well
left till
be.
Christmas. I think what I would say about the Ben Wade era is that stuff could happen quite quickly that we aren't
Yes.
aware of yet.
Yeah, definitely.
So who knows? But I feel like it's going to be quite chaotic. I feel like it's going to be quite big because a new producer's first Christmas, they want to stand out, don't they? So I feel like he's going to make his first Christmas as big as he can possibly make it. And Max being back, Christmas never goes well for Max.
Another DVD reveal
Yeah,
somewhere.
Cindy and Max, maybe something to do with
I did,
that.
yeah, wondered that,
Yeah,
and Lauren
yeah, yeah,
revealing
yeah.
it would be
Lauren,
quite apt, wouldn't it?
probably,
Sure.
probably. Who knows? But yeah, there's a lot of potential up there. What do you think? What do you think will be the Christmas storyline this year? Let us know in the comments or by doing any of the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. And if you're watching on YouTube, give us a hyperlink like. I don't even know what
Hype
they are.
like.
Hype like. I don't
Yeah.
know what they do, but apparently it's a thing now. So give us one of them as well.
It gets us on a like a
Get us on a
small
list.
creator.
We're
I mean,
already on
I'd
a
say we're
list.
medium, but you know, it gets us on a leaderboard,
Yes. Oh, and
which is
also,
good.
if you're listening, give us a review. That might be nice. If you like us, only if you like us,
Oh
mind. Don't give us a rubbish review, because otherwise,
yeah. Yeah, if you like us, give us a
yeah.
good review. We've not had any reviews for a while, have
We
we,
haven't,
really?
no. So there we are then. Apparently, you can also comment on Spotify as well. I didn't know you could do this until fairly recently.
Yeah.
People comment on Spotify, so we should start having a look at those now and again when
Yeah.
we do the comments as well. I think that might be good. So lots of ways to get in touch with us, and we'll be back the same time next week. Balham fans, are you ready? Ben's nearly back. It's going to be messy. I feel like it's going to be messy. We will have much to discuss next week, I think, with this. Much to
I think we'll
discuss.
as well, Rob.
So, until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then, goodbye.